The rules are slippery. You know, you could drive in the snow, but I don't know how you could drive. So, the way it got me here quicker, sliding. But. Okay. So last week we left off in Siman Zayin, Siman Ches, the halachas of Dvar Masurim before davening. And we're discussing the halacha of Lahakim Pesach Averoi, or to meet your friend and give him shalom before davening. So the Rishtenbach and the Tshuva we mentioned last week, he points out from the din that when you meet your friend, you're supposed to be Mishana. If you normally say good morning, say go to Margin, or say Safra Maratava, in order to remind yourself not to come to discussion and get into a conversation which will push off your davening. So he says, you see from here, so asked if the shir, so you see from here, hey chayom the shtadlo the daber have lifnei tefila v'mili da'alma rak lekatzimoid. See from this din how a person should try not to speak in stam words, but to mekatze the words so they don't come to push off davening. Now, the halacha is that if someone meets his friend, he meets him, he's walking the street, his friend's coming towards him, so you can give him, you can bet him, give him shalom, just be mishana if you could. The Mishmur says that this is even for someone who's your Rebbe or your parents. The Acharim talk about a case where, let's say, your father, your mother are leaving, they're going to Eretz Yisrael, and they have an early flight, it's already the time of Shachris, but you want to go tell them, have a safe trip, you want to goodbye, to send them off before you go to Shachris. So you're going to be going to their house to tell them, have a safe trip, and then you're going to come to your house. So in one marker, in the Sefer Sich Tefillah, they bring that from Yitzchak Zilberstein, that's mutter, since there are those that hold that there's no issa of Amir Shom to Avivimoy before Tefillah. Therefore, in a case where it'll be Zilzo, there'll be a Zilzo to Avivimoy. Like over here, he said, if you're not going to go to them, it'll be a Pi in their covet, so you can be Sebach on the Mekidim. The Tzela Chachma, in Chedikei Simnayin, he has a long tshuva on this. And he also comes out that it's mutter. He also comes out, but this is a lot of interesting things along the way here. Talks about if you want to say Tzeischem L'Shalom, Su L'Chaim L'Shalom, is that including the Issa of Shalom or not? But then he says Laniz Daiti Benidin Nidan Pasha Davala Teira, and gives a few reasons for it. And then he says, he wants to go a step further. He says in Nois Gimel, he says, "V'hashta asin lochi nila niz daita lois v'shigamim efshle the ben l'spal tchilim fiu beit to daven first and then go to see his parents off." So it comes out that it's not a mitzvah iveres. Still mikol mokim, if he has any tzarech, why he wants to do it first, he could do it first, as long as he has a minion that he's rogel to davening. Set minion. That's another chiddush he has here. And then he goes into being magdeh with shalom, what's the get of shalom, and then at the end he also brings down. He says, according to what's before earlier, the same thing will be if avivim magim leira. If your father and mother coming to your city, right? You're here in yeshiva, you want to go greet your mother or your father that's coming. The flight's coming in early. Right, so Magim Leiro Baviron or Brakevet, so Mutal Lotzis to stay at Tufa. You could go out to the airport, the Kabo Paneim, Vav Bishik Vaygias Mantvil Shachris Vula Hispaladain Shem Lo Yetsa Yir Bedava Bezoyin Love Vavolima. Okay. There are tremendous chedushim in this also that Aleph that. Over here, you're going mamish to say shalom. That's what you're doing. And also, it's a whole question if this is B'chal Kibravim also. In Hilchas Kibravim, I'm just going to greet them. According to many Shittas, that's something which they get a hanof from it, a nana from it. But that's a separate discussion. Okay. Now, how about calling on the telephone? On the telephone? Let's say your chutzart, as before Shachris, you want to call someone in Eretz Yisrael to tell them good morning or good Shabbos. You want to call them on the phone. Which gedder does it fall into? So the Mishmurei says that the issur is on the person who didn't daven yet. Even if the other person davened already, he can't go to his house to say shalom to him. So even though the chutzars are calling Eretz Yisrael where we davened already, we're holding before Shabbos. But the in Chuvas Oz Nidbru, Biyom Zilva, over there, I meant to bring in a copy, but I forgot to print it out. Over there, he says that as it didn't like Poga B'chaverai B'derech, it's not like Mashkim L'Pischoi, calling on the phone. It's like you met your friend on the road, and therefore be mutter to call and say, Shalom with the Dinam of Poga B'chaverai. Now, the Chaira, you have to always keep in mind that if you say mixes brachas beforehand, you say some of the brachas, all the brachas beforehand, there's definitely more makom to be makel. So in any one of these cases, because the Tila David and the Shulchan Shlema, which is brought down in the Mishnah Brura, both say the Medina de Gemara, the Issur Amida Shalom is only if you go derech chaverei and you say shalom to him. The Rishonim added on that. I'm not sure what I was about to say. Fine. Akabanim, definitely if you say brachas, it's more kuladik. Another thing you have to keep in mind is that let's say you're in the base medrash and you see a friend a friend just came in from Chutzaretz, and he just came back from going home for a few weeks, or a friend came to visit, and he's in Beis Medrash, and you come in, you're sitting in your seat over here, and he's over here. For you to go to him is also you're going to your friend to give him shalom, which is the Issur over here,
Calling out to him, should that be any different than a phone, just saying, hey,
maybe
across the thing,
maybe. There's a question about Nichum Avelim before Tefillah. Was that clarify right there? Nicham Avelim. Also, there's a question whether you could do Nicham Avelim or not. Lemaisa, it's a mitzvah, so it'll be mutter. Question is, so why by Kibra Avelim will we stop it? But for sure, with mixes, brachas should be fine. We do find in the Paiskim that mixes, brachas for sure helps. I mean, you could be, for two things, it definitely helps. For Kriya, which is bending over, literally means kneeling, but the place can already bring down that nowadays we don't kneel, so it's just shaking your head. Just shaking your head like that, that's nothing. But it means like more bending over towards the other person. Mixes brachas will help, and also if you met him, it will also help to say shalom, to say the word shalom. Okay, there's just one malacha that we're left with, and that's limud. It's the list of Allah, Hafil Lumayt, Asala, the Ask, Mashallah, Marashacha, Achmishu, Rogo, Leilach, Basic Nesses, Vein Lochash, Shiyavar, Zman, Mutala. So that's one heter. Chemishu, Loymaid, Imacher, Vim, Lo Yumdu, Ata, Yisbalim, Limudam, Mutalumayt, Mahem, Kishus, Rabim, Devagodalhu, Bilvat, Shiyashikihu, Shalav, Zman, Tfila. That's the second heter. So we have a few heterim over here. One heter is if you're learning, I'll just go through the four terms that if you learn in a place where they're going to come there to have a minyan, let's say you're learning in the Beis Medrash, there's going to be a minyan in the Beis Medrash, so that's what to learn over there. Number two, if someone's ruggle to go to a shul to daven, if it's dafka, and the place is because dafka, if you have a zman kvua, not that you're rogel to go to the shtibla at different times, but you're rogel to go to shul to daven at 7:30, so then you can learn before davening, and we're not worried that you can miss davening. If you ask your friend to remind you to daven, that's the third etz. If you ask your friend to remind you to daven, as long as he's not learning now, or the question is again, if an alarm clock will help, right? It depends on the person. If an alarm clock, what it does for him. And number four, if he's teaching the rabbim, even without a shema that will remind him, as long as no chashash is and misses man krishma, it's fine. The Mishmur says if someone started learning after was the Giyaz Mana, doesn't have to stop to daven, but for krishma, there are shittas the whole day he has to stop. If he started before the Zman Tefillah, so then even for Krishma he doesn't have to stop unless there's a Chashash that he missed the Zman sleeping, or if he was awake the whole night by a less Shachas Asa for him to go to sleep, unless he gets a reminder, he gets a friend or an alarm clock again, depending on how alarm clock works for him, to be a reminder. But if he went to sleep in the beginning of the night, then and he woke up at a less Shachah, So he doesn't have to get out of bed. He can stay in bed and go back to sleep. Or even if he got out of bed to go to the bathroom, he could go back into bed and continue sleeping, since it's like a hemshech of his sleep.
Show
me that set time. Are you learning English?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.